Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the call.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this lovely Friday. And always good to start the weekend off with a winner. And last night we said San Francisco. So that was always nice. But, of course, obviously a lot more serious issues in the world here. We've got Kim Jong-un once again starting up about with the hydrogen bomb and calling President Trump deranged. And of course that all came after President Trump signed some executive orders and basically cutting off North Korea and China bought in. So we had the right idea. We just said that we were a week late. Was something going to happen with North Korea and China? But of course, we'll see if China does abide. But I think you're going to see that that's probably going to be the case because they, they need us more than we need them as well. And of course, their debt just got downgraded. Not a tragedy. Again, I don't know what anybody worries about these major nation's debt. What do you think they're going to foreclose? So I think basically you've got the same situation. I think there's not a lot to think about. Kim Jong-un's a nut, and he'll do whatever he can to create issues and problems. In the meantime, the markets are, overnight they were, lower, but certainly not dramatically lower. And, and basically we're not really that much affected. So when you think about it, again, we go back to when you think about things, where's the fear? Where's the panic? And there basically is none. I think you saw a little bit in the bond markets, but the bond markets were probably due a little bit of bounce anyways. You saw a little bit of a run in the euro currency and some of the others, but I don't know. I think that you're really just in a position that, again, we don't care anymore. We're all about the money. We're all about grabbing after the money, and I think that at the end of the day, until that changes, I think you're going to be in this kind of shape. And as sad as it may be, life comes on to two things. One of them is money. And that's what you're seeing. Again, we know he's a whack job. I believe China will do what they're supposed to do, but because they still are dealing with us. And, again, we can hurt them a lot worse than they can hurt us. And I think that's always the problem that you keep in your mind. Is because, nobody does things just because they want to be benevolent. But at the end, so here we are, markets are, certainly not nasty. But now, again, you could have something over the weekend, and one of the things we know for sure is if something does go wrong, that does. And again, I'm not saying that it will, but if something does really create some fear over the weekend, then Mondays could be ugly, and that's one of the things. Just from a market standpoint, Mondays happen a tendency to be, if they're going to be ugly, Monday's a great day to see ugliness, because that's when again people have all weekend to fester and think about what's wrong, and they get nervous. And of course, how it is, the more time you have, the more you push it mentally. But again, as you look at the overall picture, you would think with a market at record highs that, you know what, we may indeed see a big sell-off. But, of course, you're not getting it. So what does it mean? It means that we're still in this pattern of it doesn't matter, we don't care, and we're not going anywhere. And that's the pattern that you're in now. It's the you don't know, I don't care, and it doesn't matter. And that's, again, this is something that, you know, as a trader and as investors, you have to understand. Again, if you're an investor, much of this should not even be a thought to you, especially if you're a hedge investor. But as a trader, you know, you would think, again, you would think that there'd be some movement and you'd have a chance to work your way out. And, of course, there is not. So the markets are saying that there's nothing to worry about. Now, again, are the markets always right? Well, the markets are always right in the way they trade, but they're not always right in the news that they see. Because basically, you know, one of the things, if you don't understand the relationship, is markets are ahead of everything, basically. And what they're telling you now is that they have no concern about anything going drastically wrong that would change anything in the marketplace. That's the basic thing that they're saying to you right now. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you're running and buy. It just means that, hey, you know, right now markets are pretty complacent and there isn't much to do. And I think that's where we have to be more on the careful side. Now, again, what can this nut job do from, or as he's called, Rocket Man by President Trump? What can he do? Well, I mean, obviously he can do something. Now, again, what's his nuclear capability? I don't know. But I do know that just the very thought of it, you know, is something that should be a little bit concerning to investors, because you know they're tied in a little bit with you know, some of the others, and it could be a potential joint effort. So I think you just have to sit back and, you know, again, I would not be pouring, you know, monies into the market here just because I'd be a little bit concerned. You know, I think that, you know, you've got enough issues to think about. And certainly as you're looking at, you know, some of the markets, I mean, the small caps are hardly, you know, we're hardly down at all. So, you know, look, a lot of it doesn't make sense, but the markets don't necessarily have to make sense today. And eventually it will work its way through the system. And the real question will be, is will there be fear? Will he do anything? You know, threats are one thing. And it certainly, I'm certain, you know, he's under, obviously, surveillance or what they do, of course. And look, again, you can only react to the news you see and the news you have. And the news that we have right now says that they don't care. That's it. That's the bottom line. They just don't care. And, hey, I can't make them care. Right? So, you know, we just continue to watch and monitor. But, you know, just keep an eye on the VIX and keep an eye on, you know, the overall markets, and don't get dragged down in a panic. You know, make sure that if you sell, you're selling it at levels that you want to sell to. In the meantime, today's show is brought to you by Audible Books. You know, again, Audible Books, they've got 180,000 titles, great stuff. I use it all the time. They give you a free download and a 30-day free trial. I urge you to check it out. It goes for your iPhone, smartphone, Kindle, whatever. audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. And of course, you know, libertytalk.fm is where you got to go down and download The Bubba Show every single day. And the sporting ads on the weekends, and the boys are in fuego if you're a sports fan and certainly a sports investor. Check them out. And of course, don't forget to get Bubba's daily updates available today. Available every day after the close. Certainly check it out. And in the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming back to you right after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And today, being as quiet as it is. And we're going to actually go back and review some stocks. We're going to look at about 25 or 30 stocks and give you levels to look at on these. We did a couple of them yesterday, but we're going to repeat those and go through the entire list today. So let's rock and roll right now. We're going to start off with Apple. Here we go.
Look at some stocks. Enough of my commentary. I got about 20 bitches in there. It was pretty good. Might be a record. Apple. Alpha, Alpha, Papa Lima. The last week we said sell it at 162. Bang, there's 162 on Tuesday, and here we are at 158. Now notice a 158 kind of held up pretty solid. So I don't know if we're going to get to my 155 for initial target. I do think that this pattern is pretty ugly. I'd be a seller again at 162, I will stand by my original statement. There's no way we see 170 in it this year. Again, eventually it will 100% see 170. This year I say no, and my betting windows are still open. I'll take all the action anybody wants. In the meantime, if you want to look at it at 158 and take a stab at it for a pop to 162, probably not a bad idea. I think I'd probably try to do it through put spreads if you can get some decent premium. I wouldn't get too aggressive here because it's, you know, remember, it's only a $4 range in a $160 stock, so it's not that big of a range. But I do think that, you know, the 162 should be sold, and I think it will get down to the 155, 154 area if it doesn't break all the way down. And I think it will eventually break down. I think it sees in the 140s this year. AMBA, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. So we said 145, we were neutral. We basically put 40-50. And look what happened. Nothing happened. I would stay with the same theory here. I'd be a seller at 50. I'd be a buyer at 40. I don't see any reason to do anything else. There's nothing here that we had it perfect when it was at 40. And it had a nice big move. Here we are, just sitting in consolidation. Is there a reason to get involved here? I don't think so. I mean, if you bent my arms, hey, you got to make a trade here, I don't know what I'd make. I probably would short it because I think even if it goes to 50, it's going back down. But eventually, it'll probably get back up there as well. Again, one of the things you have to remember is that we're shorting usually for a short time, knowing that the markets will typically start to turn around and go higher. Amazon, Alpha Michael Zulu November. So we thought this was like 960 to 980, and that was pretty close. They had the one big bust up just over 1,000 or 2,000 last Wednesday. And basically, they spent most of the time in that 980 to 960 level. I think that level is still valid. I think that level is still tradable. But again, remember, this is an awfully big stock that it's hard to trade in such a narrow range. I know it's hard to say that 20 bucks is a narrow range, but in a $1,000 stock, 20 bucks is a narrow range. Remember, it's no different than if it was $2 in a $100 stock. All right, you know, again, you need a little bit more movement than that, but it does look fairly weak to me. I would be looking to build a short position here, but again, I'm not necessarily ready to step in yet. I think there's more work to be done. Apache, we said sell put spreads. We thought it was going higher. Here it is. Okay, it's bounced up beautifully. It's up almost every day. Again, and I'm not trying to brag. I'm saying that was just a nice read off the chart. And here we are. So now, where are we? Well, we're kind of at the top end of this range here. You know, I would look at this now. Okay. And again, I wouldn't do anything too aggressively here. First of all, again, $2 is not a great range here if I want to take an outright position. I need to see proof that I can go either up much higher or down much lower. I would say here, though, would be a good spot to maybe, you know, sell some call spreads now. Okay, that would be something that I might look at here if I wanted to be in. And I'm not saying this is the one to be in, but that would be something that I might look at here. I'd say right now you'd probably look at 42.50 to 43 down to right around 40. The animal, Baba, okay. You know, again, we call it neutral because, again, I said it's just for whatever reason, it keeps breaking out. So am I going to get in the way? Obviously, I wish I would have bought it, but now I'm at a point where I just... I would just assume go play in traffic, then buy this here and get be wrong. But certainly 175 has to be support. There is no necessarily real resistance. We continue to try to break higher. Now, again, is there a play here? Yeah, there could be. I just think that we're better off waiting. All right. My fear would be is you could really only buy this. Okay. And I can't see it going up dramatically. I mean, it's already gone up pretty dramatically, but I can't see it plowing forward higher, but I could see it dropping down to 165 in a heartbeat. So for those reasons, I just would rather be more on the sidelines watching it and looking for a better opportunity. Conoco, Charlie Oscar Papa. Okay. We called this neutral. We did think that 42 to 45, and look what happened. Jeez, just busted right out. How about that? Okay. Look what happened. What's that all about? All right. I mean, certainly now I'm looking at this. I'm saying, okay, 48, you're going to have it. And I will sell it at 48. I will short this at $48. Okay. I have no idea what this is about, but obviously they had some news or something that pumped them up. Okay. This is not just straight an oil play. This is more than that. Just I can see by the volume, I can see by the price. All right. So again, 48, they can have, I will give them some at 48. And I think that's probably a great spot. All right. As far as buying, you could look at 45, but that would be the logical spot as where we broke out from. But I wouldn't be an aggressive buyer at 45, but I would be an aggressive seller at 48. I thought Ma Baba made some strategic buy. He did. Okay. But again, you're talking fundamentals. Okay. Their company does not warrant the stock at the prices right now. I understand what you're saying. Okay. I'm not disputing it. Listen, Jack Ma is a very smart guy, obviously. Facebook, Foxtrot, Bravo. All right. We said that we felt it would go lower, but we did call it neutral. And we're working our way lower. All right. Now, again, here we are at 170 again. This would be a logical spot for to potentially hold. All right. Does it hold or does it go to 165? I mean, you know, at 172.50, I think you could want to be a seller. At 170, I think you want to be a watcher. You want to be a voyeur. I don't think there's anything to do here. I mean, I don't like it. I think, and not because I'm mad at the other thing. I mean, again, if they could make money on it, I could hate them. But at the end of the day, I don't see a lot to do here. It broke pretty good today, though. It was interesting because it was down early, rallied, and then it broke late. So that indicates a little bit of weakness here. And certainly the pattern, lower highs, lower lows, we'll see how it trades off of here. I could want to make a trade here, you know, and that would be something I'd send out and say, hey, I think we should make a trade here. Right now, it's just kind of in nowhere's land, but it does look like it wants to go lower. GDX, Gulf Delta Extra. And of course, we warned about the gold. Okay, we warned about these. I said that when we were up here that I would not short it because I don't short these, but certainly that was the right place to get out. And we thought that 2450, 2430 may have been an area, and it did not hold. And here we are trekking down. Now, here is an area that you can look at. Okay. I'm not saying it's a great spot to get in. It's a legitimate look. And this would be more driven, in my opinion, by what the Fed does. All right. Because the Fed, we know one thing for sure. The Fed will have a direct effect on gold, the dollar, bonds, and the market on Wednesday. So if they're overselling and over-anticipating into this Fed announcement, then this could be a good spot to buy. The only good thing about this one is that the implied volatility is so low that the play is relatively inexpensive. I mean, I would never spread this. I would only buy straight options. But you could watch it and look, and you might want to consider something.
And that's, you know, kind of what you look for. Now, you see, if you're trading, you're looking for one thing. If you're investing, you're looking for another. Now, I mean, I think that GDX is probably a value play for an investment. I don't think it's a great, it's certainly not a great trading vehicle. And I think, of course, we talked to, you know, about Baba, and I think Baba is a little bit, you know, listen, I wouldn't buy it here, but certainly it's hard to sell it. You got to pick your spots. You got to pick your time. And remember that if you miss one trade, it isn't the end of the world. What you want to make sure that you're doing is that you're not getting yourself drilled. That becomes the bigger deal, okay? It's about your protection and your preservation when things aren't going right, okay? And that's why we're going through these one at a time, because you can kind of see what I thought of these early in the week and what has changed based on the charts. And again, that's what the important things is. That's one of the things when I do these is so that I can help educate everybody and make you a little bit sharper and so you have a little bit better understanding of what's going on. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And, of course, I am Bubba. LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every day. And please do. Help a brother out. as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends and help two little brothers out. And seriously, we could help use the help of the downloads and check it out. In the meantime, Bubba's Daily Update is now available every single day. Right after the close, I give you a quick update, 3 to 5 minutes. So go check it out at BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be back with more of Looking at Our Stocks after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And again, one of the reasons we're doing this today as well is so you have the understanding and the importance of the value of your list, liquidity, and all the other things that go involved. So let's go back to listening to what I had to say. Here we go.
Gilead. So we thought this was a 90 sell, which obviously never came near. It's really just consolidating again between 82 and 84. I know we had a pop to 86, but the majority of the action is 82 to 84. Now, obviously, they've got some very good things happening. They bought another company, I believe, and they've got, I remember, you know, somebody always telling me, I never remember, I know they had something to do with diabetes or hepatitis, but they're doing very well, and the stock looks like it wants to pop one more time. I would still be a seller at 90. Now, you may want to take a look at this as a possible buy at 82, because I think that that's obviously showing some pretty solid support. Gold, Gulf Lima Delta. Beesh, ugly. Ugly. So we thought 126 rate was a buy, and of course, now we're at 124.5. Not a very good buy. And, you know, where are we going to stop? Well, spin the bottle. And, you know, 124 could be it. I would probably think there's a good shot we might see 123. It doesn't mean we won't get a bounce in between. You know, we get a bounce off the Fed, for example. We get a bounce tomorrow. Where's gold tonight? It's up a little bit. Nothing to talk about. But it looks like it wants to head lower. I would not be at all surprised if we saw a bounce to 126 and then a pullback to 123 or 122. What I would be doing here is I'd be waiting to try to buy at 122. Google. Golf, Oscar Golf. And we said 950. Bang. Look at that. Looking for 920. All right. So here we go. So I think now you look at look at this, and this is kind of what you want to think about as you're learning to read these charts. In the last, is that 45 days or so, whatever it is, nothing has changed. It's been basically 920 to 945, 950. So why would I expect it to change today? Does that make sense? Again, all we're looking at is the pattern. The pattern is pretty clear. IWM, India, Whiskey, Michael. All right. Well, we said we should sell some golf spreads. We only went up every, I guess 4 out of 5 days. And the fifth day was a flat. What is that? Doji, right? Hey, here, look, there you go. All right. That showed you how good it was of selling that resistance. It didn't know from resistance. It continued to go higher. Here, again, I'm not a big advocate right now of selling into this, but if you must, 144. J.P. Morgan. Okay. Now, we had this pretty much in a lock range, 90 to 94. Then, of course, they trapped me just enough to break down, and with that 90 then became resistance. And of course, that lasted for less than 3 days, and boom, here they go back up towards that 94. Now, full disclosure, I have a short position here, and I added to it today into this rally. Now, this is the bank stocks could be affected on the Fed as well. Okay, because again, what the bank stocks want is higher interest rates. If you don't understand the relationship with banks, banks have the ability with fractional banking to lend out 9 to 10 times whatever they have on deposit. Okay, but they don't like to lend at these points yet, even though they've been hawking around for some what they consider better lenders. But they want to make a spread. They work on a spread between the Fed funding rate and what they can lend out for, and they want a wide spread. Right now, the spread isn't wide enough. So if they can get a wider spread, which is why they're hoping for higher interest rates, because, of course, as the multiples work, if the Fed funds rate goes to 3%, then the bank can lend out at 10. Right? If the Fed funds rate at 1%, they can only lend out at about 4. So the spread isn't big enough for them. So that's one of the reasons we're seeing a rally here. They might be expecting a potential rate hike. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. Okay. We thought 65 was a sell, and it was a very nice sell. Here we are now back on the bottom of support. And, of course, this has a dividend this week. And for you, those who have the short calls we're done, hopefully we'll get a little bit lower opening around. We can get out of this thing and take some profit out of it. We'll see what happens. Right now, level-wise, I think 65 is still good. I think 62, 65. That's the way that I'd look at it right now. Momo. Michael Oscar. All right. So I said, look to be a buyer. Now, I would be a buyer right here. If you're so inclined, again, this is a pretty whippy stock. This is not, you know, this is not AT&T. This thing will move. All right. And I think that, you know, if you look at it, all right, it's a pretty good area. It's got a nice chance to pop to 40 or higher. The options are a little bit illiquid. They're not horrible, but I think that it's a great play to the long side. I think this is probably the area you'd want to look in. I mean, again, if I were just going to look quickly in here, you know, we're at 37. I mean, you know, you might want to look at even a back ratio, you know, 37, 37 and a half, or, you know, something like that, 37 and a half, 38. For even, you'd need a rally, you'd risk be $100. But if it did take off, you could start making some big coin. Or if you want to ratio it a little bit harder, you could build a credit in here, you know, or even if you went back down and you can get a small credit. So your risk is $95 in this trade. You know, again, it's a weak trade, week long, but you never know. Again, this stock could just pop at any moment. I think it's a buy right around here. I'm in, and I would continue to look to be in here. 93, short JB Morgan at 93. Right here. 94 would be the upper, way upper end if we got there. Netflix, unbelievable. They keep losing money and they keep going up. It's another trip down memory lane, as they say. You know, look, I've been saying neutral because, I believe that they're going to be taking over. I said on Barney this morning that I think that Disney's going to buy them. I think that was one of the reasons Disney cut the content to them. So I would not be at all surprised. Oops. I would not be at all surprised to see them get taken out but taken over. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's holding up here. Purely by the chart, I think you'd want to almost be a seller right here. I don't know that it's worth it. And again, this goes back to there's not a lot going on. So do I really want to get myself involved in a stock that could conceivably go up or down $10 tomorrow? Again, is that a wager that I want to make? And I say, no, I don't think that's the right wager because, again, you're basically flipping a coin trying to figure out which way it's going to go, even though we have a valid footprint. But it's not solid enough to really say jump in here. I'd rather you sit it out. I think that, well, Disney, they had Disney's content, and Disney took it away from them. Disney is looking for a way to get out more content, which would be Netflix would be the perfect marriage for them. So my conspiracy theory said that Disney pulled their Disney content off of Netflix to hope that they would go lower and then they could buy them at a better rate. I also believe that Apple is a very big candidate to possibly buy Netflix. Netflix is not going to be Netflix, in my opinion, within the next 12 to 18 months, if not sooner. because they're hemorrhaging money. They're not going to make it. They need somebody to take them out anyways. So they're going to be taken out by somebody. And they've got by far, I don't know if you've ever watched any of these other channels. I don't really like Netflix all that much from their setup, but it's the best of any of I've seen. All right. Yeah, but again, I have HBO Go and some other. They're terrible. CBS All Access, they're tough to navigate through. NVIDIA, November Victor Delta Alpha. All right. We thought this was 160 to 170. Boom. Look what happens. It's now 190. All right. Look, I'm not going to tell you to short it here. I hate it. I don't understand it, but I'm not getting in the way of it either. I do believe this is going to be one of the great shorts of all time. But again, for us to try to jump in front of it at this point, why bother? Let's let it trade out and see if it finds some sort of resistance level. Now, again, I always give full disclosure. For me, I did sell some call spreads today when it was at 190. All right? Not a lot, just a little bit, just a taste. Palo Alto.
And that's something that, again, you want to make sure that you remember. It's not easy to pick the tops or the bottoms of markets. It's you want to look for the right levels. And again, that's why I give disclosure of some things I'm doing, because I give you the logic behind it. But it doesn't always make it right. It's just that sometimes I like to be able to, I want to participate in some of these. And because of the ways we can do certain things, the risk model is lower. So, again, just remember, it's about your self-preservation. It's about reading the correct footprints, and it's about kind of making sure that the markets, where you can see what we're talking about. And NVIDIA, again, I bought an NVIDIA, believe it or not, at $15. And I say I sold it at 18. I was so happy. Okay. And of course, now it's 180. It's one of those things that, you look at, but that's, you can't, who could figure? That's why you have to have a solid footprint. You got to have a solid plan and make sure you can enter and exit when you think is the right times based on what the markets are telling you. Okay, it's always what the markets are telling you. In the meantime, this is being brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, with over 180,000 titles to choose from, they've got something for everybody. And, of course, I always recommend Fed Up because it's one of our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth. In the meantime, to get that in a free 30-day download, audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm is where you can go download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge. And we're going to have to step out of here for a break, and we'll be back right after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich, we're coming right back to you after the break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Talking about what's going on in China and North Korea every year, but in the meantime, actually, we're talking stocks today. It's on Friday, and of course, I want to give you an idea of what we're looking at. So let's go back to checking out what we're looking at here, and we're going to pick it up with Palo Alto Networks, PANW, Papa Alpha November Whiskey. Here we go.
Networks, Papa Alpha November Whiskey. Billy, a nice little base here. It looks like he's going to make that run to 150. That's where we've been looking to sell it. But really, it's just kind of flat and stagnating. And now you could actually make a case that it may be making a descending triangle. Maybe it's going to make a run back to 134. I think you have to remain neutral here. Again, I don't think there's enough action here for you to do anything. I wish there was. I wish I could say, hey, this is going to be a great trade. But for right now, we're in such a tight range. Where am I going to go? I'm telling you, I would not sell NVIDIA. Okay, I did sell some call spreads. Myself, I wouldn't recommend those because I'm actually breaking the rules. Okay. But sometimes I can't stand myself. So I did it anyways. But I'm telling you because I don't think it's fair if I tell you something and I don't tell you what I did. Okay. It's really a neutral play. You really can't, it's going to be hard to buy it up $15 in 2 days, but it's really kind of silly to sell it because you're just trying to pick the top there. That's why I sold some call spreads. Kind of satisfied my wine to be short without taking a lot of risk. The Qs. Neutral, we remain neutral. Schlumberger, Sierra Lima Brava. Now, I guess we were right. at this bottom is going, oh, look what happened here. I think now you look for like 70. Again, I don't see any reason to sell it before 70. That would be the target we would now expect based on where it's broken out from, based on the way that it held. So I think we are seller at 70, and right now I'm not a buyer at any price. The Spider, Sierra Papa Yankee. Neutral. Again, I haven't changed my mind. I'm forcing myself to be disciplined and diligent and not jump into these things that I don't belong in right now. Skyworks. We said 110. Look at this sell. 110.61, 107. Now, I think this is still pretty good short up here at 110, 108, 110. I would look to be a spot. This is, again, if this holds, if we look at this, and let's just clean this up for one second. Okay. So if we hold here, okay, I see no reason it's not going back to 100. All right, it did break out, and then it came back in. So we might have been a false breakout. Certainly, I'd rather take a chance of selling this at this top end range than to be a buyer. Okay. So I'm going to say sell it at 109, 110. Call spreads are great. Yeah, I would do call spreads there. Tango, Bravo, Tango. Okay, we've been neutral in these the last couple of weeks. We're going to wait until after the Fed, and then we'll start to make a commitment. As I said, I've wanted to buy this almost every week, and we had been right 1 week out of, whatever, and basically they've been just kind of drifting down. And one of the problems when you have a real low volatile, when you have a no volatility market, these stocks really get pounded because they don't have much volatility to begin with, so they need the help. So we'll stay neutral here another couple of days. Tesla, Tango, Sierra, Lima, Alpha. All right, so we were looking to be a seller at 363, and boom, they're now 390. Look, we're either at all-time highs or very near them. Let's see. Let me just go back for a while and see what it looks like. Yeah, these are all-time highs. Again, look, my personal beliefs on Tesla. I believe this is another Yahoo type of trade. Again, I can't do anything with it. I'm not going to go through the torture I went through. I could not buy this at any price right now, but certainly I'm not going to tell you to sell it. It just does not make logical sense. Now, again, I will give full disclosure. I did sell a couple of call spreads here. Okay. Again, not enough to worry about. It wasn't a big trade. It's not what I would recommend because, again, I'm more or less, I am up against the top, so I could make a case for it, but it is continuing to expand forward, and we've been wrong. I don't want to drag other people into the mess that I've created for myself. Twilio, Tango, Whiskey, Lima, Oscar. All right, here we are. So now we're coming back to 32. If you're in this trade, I suggest you tighten up your stops. Okay, we were dead on this. We've been dead on this for 6 months, each direction. We're getting back to that top end of this level, and I expect it to break from there. All right, now I'm not really, this is not one that I really care to short, but I'm certainly going to exit my long positions or, tighten up my stops to exit my long positions up near 32. All right, because again, it's been a nice move. It's had almost a 15% move up, and to me, that's pretty nice. So now we'll look to reverse it, and again, I'm not going to get short, but I'm going to look for it to come back down again and buy it again. But I'm not getting out until what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tighten up my stops, and if they take me out, they take me out, and I'll look for it to come back down again. UCO, again, this is more when we want to buy oil. This is up at the upper end of the level. Again, this ties into my theory of oil, but I wouldn't, this would not be the short I would trade to trade oil, so I would just call this neutral. Win, Whiskey, Yankee, November, neutral, and gee, look what's going on. Nothing. It's perfectly neutral. I don't see any reason to get involved here. U.S. Steel, X-ray, sell 27, 28. Okay, never got back to, if you were really aggressive and you sold it on Tuesday last week, great. I don't see it. You could have done it, but here we are. So now you're 25. Looks like it could be a possible support. Now, you could take a buy here and try to run it back up to 27. All right, or you could watch it. I would have no problem buying here. This is around 25. The pattern doesn't look so bad. I mean, it looks like it could go higher from here. It's certainly on support. It did hold after breaking, you know, 5 or 6 days. I mean, I'd be a buyer at 25 and look to take it to 27 or 28. XBI, X-Ray, Bravo, India. Well, does anybody have any reason I should not still be neutral here? You know, I mean, the truth is I'd like to sell it at 85 or so and try to write it down. But again, it's really just consolidating. It's going to break one way or the other. But, you know, again, do I want to gamble here? Which way is it going to break? And I'd say I'd rather just sit it out and wait, and there'll be plenty of opportunities. Again, one of the things we know for sure, we'll have plenty of shots to get involved. And XLE, all right, we broke above. We thought 65 might have been a spot. And, of course, oils, where are we? Right up at the upper top. Just like the crude itself. So really not a lot is going on. All right. This goes back to, do you really want to get involved in some of these things when there's nothing going on?
And that goes back to the original opening of the show, which was there ain't nothing going on. Okay. And at the end of the day, okay, if there's nothing going on, do you really want to get involved? And do you really want to be heavily involved? And I think that's something that, you know, you need to kind of think about, okay, is do you want to be overly involved in a market that is reacting the way it is to everything? And I think that's something that is very important, you know, that you understand is that, hey, well, let me wait for better opportunities, okay? I think that's the most important thing that we need to do as traders and investors, is to be able to sit back and be patient enough to wait. Because basically, with the news that's out, the market should be down, and they're not. Of course, Tesla we were correct on, but again, that's not the issue. The issue is in the long haul, how do you put yourself in the best possible position? Well, I know for now, the way you put yourself in the best possible position is you go home, you have a great weekend, you enjoy the weekend of football. You enjoy relaxing and, you know, getting prepared. And, you know, again, there's not a lot going on. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see some action Monday morning. Maybe it could be a little bit lower. But for now, we'll just play it as it is and be patient. And this is The Bubba Show. And, of course, to download it, libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. In the meantime, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you over the weekend. Check it out at bubbatrading.com. And everybody, thank you so much for being here. Everybody had a great, great weekend. And we will be back here with more on Monday after a long weekend, going to the Cubs game tomorrow. See the Cubs and the Brewers. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Tom Borch. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.